Have you ever seen an egg made out of that?
A what?
An egg that a person might take and put it under a hen, you know?
Yeah. Is that a hen? That's chickens?
Right.
Right.
What would you call that thing? Anything special?
You just go and set a hen to hatch. You set them eggs and they got them 21 days, I believe, is when they...
You set that when they start hatching.
But if you don't, I'll tell you something else. If a hen starts setting and you don't want to set her, you got to take her off and fasten her up. Mm-hmm. You got to put her in a pen. Because she's going right back to that nest and set. And she'd set right there and she died if you didn't move her. Mm-hmm. And my mother's had to do that. She'd take the chickens off with her. And usually put them in a pen. But if she ever got out, so she had a notion she'd go back to that nest, and we'd have to pin her with the chickens to keep from going back to that nest and setting.
What about,
have
you on a farm, you had to get some water, what would you use to carry the water in?
Water bucket.
Water bucket?
Mm-hmm.
What would something like that look like?
Well, a water pail is usually bigger than an ordinary bucket. It's slender and just has a bale on it, made out of zinc. Used to be a zinc water bucket is what we had. Now, at one time or another, one of the farmhouses there, they had what they call a board well. That was just a they bored it and put a pipe in it. I'll say that big. And they had the bucket they had was a long bucket of a thing. It was about that long and about that big around. And they let that thing down in there with a rope. And it had a trap on the bottom. When it filled up, that trap would go down and hold up water.
Yeah.
And you'd bring it up and you'd just turn it and pour it out from the top. Or you'd trip that trap at the bottom and pour it out. And that was the board well. And the other well, some of them we had pumps in them, just an old-fashioned pump. And then we had what they called some people had them in their houses, what they call a pitcher pump. It was just a little bitty pump that they'd have a built them up. Just a sink out of zinc or whatever they could, tin, and they'd have a pitcher pump there, you know, to pump the water in the house.
Would you say then that a bucket and a pail pretty much the same thing?
A water bucket, yeah, and a pail, about the same thing. Yeah.
What would you call a bucket that you might keep in the kitchen if you lived on a farm that you might throw scraps in to keep
slop
the
bucket. Bones? Slop bucket. That's what they call them then.
And then just a bigger one where you throw all of your waste. Cartons.
Well, we've had we just had a vat that we'd pour it in, and a garbage bucket.
Yeah, when we were talking about fireplaces, you mentioned that your mother had a baker that she cooked things in. What about, you probably have these, you know, things that you cook ham and eggs in on your stove?
Griddles.
That's a griddle?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard that called anything
else? Bakers.
It's a baker.
And a griddle.
Is that the same thing as a frying pan, griddle?
A baker is a little thin pan. It's a, I've got a baker, and I've also got a black iron skillet. They're about that deep. But a baker is just real shallow. That you use to bake biscuit on, or you can fry an egg on it if you want to. And I've got one that's about that deep that I cook a little thin layer of cornbread in if I want to. Now, talking about the bakers, I remember when I was going to school at Baldwin, let's say if I was in the ninth grade, and I was staying with a man and woman, rooming there, staying there during school, and she had one thing she called a baker. I'd never seen